dryer fixed?
Yeah, I got it fixed. She's buying a new one. I found out what the problem was, and it was going to require the motor. They put the switch to switch on the heating coils in on the shaft of the motor, and so when it starts spinning, this it's like a I can't even think of the word. The part of the starter that pulls in on the car when you're cranking it, it's like that. When the motor starts turning, it's supposed to pull in and close the circuit and send power to the coils.
Coil switch. I know the switch you're talking about. Now, the surprise is you didn't end up putting a coil around one of the leads to the motor. So once the motor started taking up current, then that would turn on a relay that would do the same thing. You couldn't jury-rig it?
Well, yeah. I could have, but... I don't know. I still like doing things like that. And I didn't do it when I was working on cars. And I know less about dryers. So, anyway, so, I mean, dang, the thing's 20 years old or better. And so... the washing machine works on one cycle, so, I mean, she's ready for a new pair.
Looks like a wise choice. We have a washer machine that is going to get replaced soon. If the load isn't exactly balanced, it wants to walk itself out of the room.
That. Oh, me. Yeah, we used to have one like that. I can't remember what it was. This one we have now is a Manna, and it does pretty good to correct itself. And you can't get it too bad out of balance, but... It does a pretty good job of correcting itself. I don't know how it does it, but it does it well.
This is old enough that some bearings may have gone in it and stuff. And she wants a bigger one and with some other features in it. So... when she gets back, I guess we'll be shopping for one of those.
For sticker shock, I tell you, used to a washing machine was $100 or so more a pair, you know, if you bought the same brand and comparable dryer, a matching pair, in other words. The dryer was about $100 less than the washing machine. Now they're the same price.
Yeah, we've already started looking. The dryer works fine, so we need to change that. At another house, we had a Bosch. Front-loading washing machine, and normally I don't get a warranty on it. She thought it was a good idea, and okay. Well, it ended up paying off because they spent a day on it replacing hole inside of it, motor, and all sorts of stuff. So in that case, it paid off.
My oldest daughter bought a new washer and dryer, and they spent some money on, I don't know exactly how much, but it was way over a grand. I think it was about the top of the line, and they had to come out and do all kinds of work on that washing machine. It was brand spanking new. I mean, she said they replaced tons of parts on it. She told them they could just have it back.
Sounds like the same one we bought. Let's see. You told me before, the South Carolina HF net is 39.15 at 7 o'clock.
It's the single sideband net. 39.15 every evening at 7 o'clock. And you're welcome to check in.
Okay, I'll have to try that. My radio will tune up on that. So I've listened a couple of times, but then got distracted.
Hi, on my Carolina Windham, the radio seems to tune best on 20, 40, and 80. And so really those are the three bands I stay on most of the time.
Got a G5 RV, and that's been actually doing a pretty good job. And have it up in the air, and no one can see it. Got it tied up with a black line going through the equivalent of pulleys. And I have a brick on the end, each end, to act as a weight, so as the trees move, it doesn't stretch the wire.
Well, how is that different from like a regular dipole or something, or my Carolina Windham?
It's 102 feet long, center fed, with ladder line going down, I think 33 feet, and then to a ballon to the standard 50 ohm coax. And I forget the design of the Windham.
About 135 feet long, I believe. It's fed about a third of the way in from one end. And that part also, it goes into a 4-to-1 ballon, and it also, the vertical part, also transmits, so you get a little bit of both. The only problem is that mine's in a tree, so I can't turn it. So it's basically transmitting east and west.
And 0TR remote.
Go ahead, Tom. KB4CPA.
I don't know who you're talking with on the other end, but good morning. And you got the better antenna, Dave. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but fact's a fact.
Oh, we can argue antennas all day long. I'd prefer to throw up a dipole on each frequency, but I got to put this up quick, and it works. I've had one before that I put up temporary for, I think it was up for 30 years. So, whatever works. But I'll change around antennas in the future, see if I can improve it. go ahead, Dave.
So happy with my Wyndham, and and it's pretty much hidden in the trees. You can't see it because I'm in a HOA. So anyway, I'm going to jump out of here just a minute, and I'll be back in a few minutes. I'm going to stop here at Smoothie King, and there's a long line in the drive-thru, so I'm going to go in. So I'll be back in a minute. KB4CBA.
And who am I talking to on the other end?
Rich, N4ZDC. And let's see, I got my antenna so I can talk north and south while you're going east and west.
Well, good morning, Rich. Well, there are literally thousands of those G5 RVs out there, and there's nothing wrong with them, but I do think the Carolina Wyndham is a better antenna, but I have one that's 265 feet long, and then I have a Super Loop, and Dave, W4DJW, was gracious enough to come over years ago and help me put up my first Super Loop. That's a fantastic alternative to what you got. I worked over 1,000 contacts the first year I had it, and I was really discouraged when we left Kansas because I didn't think I'd ever get to get on ham radio again because I'm too old to climb towers, and I wasn't going to put one up and have to have my kids take it down, you know. So Dave had this huge slingshot and shot it up for me. And it's a great antenna, and the plans have always been on the BRARS, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's website. I don't know if it still is, but it was. And you can come over and look at it at my place anytime you want, Rich. The other one is long, and I got gracious neighbors and no HOA. So mine goes over four different properties and never had any interference problems with it.
Oh, very good. Right now I got enough other house projects, so getting that up quickly and getting on the air just fine for now. But later on I'll start playing again. I enjoy playing with antennas.
I'm getting so dang beat up, it's hard for me to do it. I have one of those air pressure shooters that I bought at Shelby one year. And you can buy them out of old QST or CQ magazine, and they're just fantastic. It'll shoot a 2-ounce sinker over my 70-foot trees. We just have 1.2 acres, but out back I keep cleared out real well. It's not just open. I mean, it's not timber with a lot of brush in it. I keep it cleared out, and it's a beautiful spot for wire antennas. I wish I had a tower again, but like I said, I couldn't climb it anymore. I used to love to do that. I used to help put up antennas for guys that were old in the old days. But I are one now, Rich.
I'll have my climbing gear. And, two of us climbed up a self-supporting 100-foot tower to change out the fixed antenna up on top. That was interesting as the tower would sway back and forth. let's see the other. Stepped off a 100-foot ladder truck, fire department ladder truck ladder onto a 100-foot tower to change an antenna. Don't think I'm doing that anymore. I think my climbing height now is about 6'1".
This is N0TR Mobile. Yeah, I feel the same way. I've got too many disabilities and can't do it. I had a 50-foot tire at home and then a pole out of the top of it, and I had a Mosley beam up on top, and it was good for 10, 12, 15, 17, and 20. Oh, it done a wonderful job. And I never had any amplifiers for 19 years, and then after moving down here, I've had a couple of different ones. But this, I'm just amazed at how good wire antennas can do. Bill N4IQ is an excellent reference on wire antennas. He's got a bunch of them in, right out in the middle of the timber. But and they work really well. Heck, last night I haven't been on much, and I wanted to get that South Orkney Island because that's one I didn't have. And I worked them on, I think, four different bands or so. So, but heck, that's a hop, skip, and a jump down to the Falklands and that. The hard part is breaking into that pile up. And so last night I was, last couple of nights I got on, there's been some DX. And that really surprises me because the sunspot's being down so much. But I worked Zambia, over in Africa, Montenegro. Oh, gosh, I can't think of all of them now. But last night I worked Russia, I think, on 80 meters. Russia's usually pretty easy, but not when the sunspots are down. Hadn't heard a lot of them lately. And they're some of the best CW operators in the world. Now, go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, you can do a lot with antennas. I used to work on marine electronics, and I'd have customers complain that their single sideband wasn't working, and then I'd get on one of the ham frequencies and talk over to Europe, and you would be rather amazed.
Yeah, I never was in radio around the marine area, although I flew in off an aircraft carrier for a year and a half. But the radio operators on that small plane was the pilot and co-pilot, and I had that capability in seat 3 or seat 4, but didn't utilize it. And then in the P3 Orion, we had a designated radio operator because there were 13 people on that one. But it was interesting to me, but I never really got into it then. And I really wish I had. We even had a CW key on the P3.
That would be interesting. Might have some odd words when you went over those bumps in the sky. Yeah, I've been playing with radio since I was in middle school. So it's always fun. Used to repair police and fire radios, and then I went into the marine electronics. So lots of time in bosun's chairs going up a mast.
Mobile. Well, I'll tell you, I was from Kansas, and I didn't like that up and down stuff on that ocean. It just wasn't my cup of tea. I'd rather be in the air than I would on that ship. But you're right, it got really rough. Our minimums were 100 feet in the daytime and 300 feet at night, and that was because we were in a submarine warfare type aircraft, and they're ASW. And I've seen everybody in the flight crew sick before from air turbulence, but it's really rough down there. But we also had radio teletype on there. And of course, that's been superseded a long time ago. And I don't think they should have dropped the Morse code, but they did. And I have a copy of the last transmission they made from the Coast Guard ship up in the Great Lakes. I still have that.
Some radio teletype in Vietnam. They were nice enough to dig a hole in the ground for us for our equipment, and then we operated from there.
Don't envy you. I was stationed in Cameron Bay, and it was a relatively secure base, and very seldom had to land anywhere else. That was just a big fuel tank in the sky, and they didn't want it shot at too much, but sometimes, those things happen. Was you Marine Corps or Army?
Army, 101st Airborne. And sort of scares me when I look at the old maps of Vietnam now, how close we were to the DMZ.
And roger on that. 101st Airborne, one of my friends was killed. It was in that crash up in Newfoundland. He'd been to Libya and he'd come back and called his wife and told her he'd be home in a few hours, and they had a 707 that they found out later was poorly maintained, and on takeoff they stalled and crashed and killed all aboard, and that was the boys in the 101st Airborne.
Certainly no good. Well, I'm just pulling in Seneca, where I need to go. I've got the lens replaced in my glasses. So, good talking to you. And I'll probably talk to you again. N4 VDC.
N4 VDC. Rich, the pleasure's all mine. Enjoyed it. And I was Navy. I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but mostly maritime reconnaissance and electronic countermeasure stuff. I did acoustical warfare. Was one of my jobs, too. Anyway, 73's Rich, N4 VDC in 0 TR. 73's Rich. Have a good day.
N4 VDC.
I'm back, Tom.
That's just fine. We are at the Ace Hardware on the way to Spartanburg over here, is what I call it. And where are we going? Costco's, Bernice? We're going to Costco's, my War Department tells me. Go ahead.
Computers, Tom.
Dave, I think that there's blue lights. Get them with the blue lights. Sound like that mic switch. I don't know if that's the same radio you had that trouble with.
Well, I'm in a bad spot here on 1091. Might hear Bob Jones.
That was probably it then. I heard you okay. Oh, my dang finger hurts. I had a bad knuckle there from arthritis, I think. And then I was helping my neighbor wire up a little bit of his garage, and I had a big pair of side cuts, high leverage, and was twisting some wires, and it clamped down on the skin right above that knuckle, and it right there where it bends, so it definitely don't want to heal now. Oh, does that thing feel good?
Quit hurting.
That's what my old guy I used to work with said. Think how good it'll feel when it quits hurting. And I always had a response, but it's not appropriate.
It's what my dad used to tell me, or it'll get well before you marry.
I never heard that one before. Shoot. Yeah, it's just stiff anymore and hurts all the time, and I bought me a couple of pillows down there at, we went to Williamson yesterday to the big fabric store for sale that Bernice likes to go to, and bought me a couple of big pillows for my chair in front of the HF rig. I could lower the HF rig, but then I'd lose my little slide-out drawer like you used to have for computer monitors to set on, so instead I spent $40 on pillows, and duh.
I hear you say you just passed up buying an HF rig for pillows.
No, I needed to get a little higher in my chair. And so they had a whole bunch of these outdoor cushions and stuff for swings outdoors and that. And one of them was fairly stiff and about 6 inches thick. And so I bought it to sit on to raise me up because my chair won't go any higher, and it's a roll-around chair. And then I bought another one for my back because my arm, I can't lift my arm up for very long doing Morse code, or it starts hurting real bad. So that really stung to have to pay that much for two pillows.
Poor thing. Well, I got an easy solution for that. Just quit doing Morse code.
They pry my cold, dead fingers from it, kind of like they say about the gun thing, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. If they come from mine, they can pry them out of my cold, dead hand, I tell you.
They're going to get them, so just stand by. And I would say the same thing to him.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Anyway. It's a beautiful day out here. Can't see my 58. The thermometer on my car says 58 degrees, and it's a little breezy, but still nice. I got to go over to my youngest daughter's and finish the work I was doing on her back porch.
How'd you come out on your dryer?
I discovered there is a switch in the motor, and you can move it. You can stick your finger in there and move it. And when the motor starts turning, that switch pulls in, or is supposed to pull in, and it closes the circuit, and it sends power to the coils, and so that's what was wrong with it. So you have to buy a new motor to get, you know, to get that switch. So we're getting a new dryer, she's getting a new dryer.
Send your old TR. Well, Dave, I at first took the motor out, center punch, one punch on one end and two on the other, pop it apart, and take the end bells off and blow it out and polish that contact on that centrifugal switch. You know, we talked about that switch yesterday. It's a switch that won't allow those heater coils to come on because unless the dryer is moving. But a lot of times those are very repairable, unless it's all burnt and charcoaled and falls apart, basically. I've seen that happen. But they can be polished a lot of times. And a dryer is notorious for having a lot of lint and dirt around it. That might be part of it also, because there's a governor in there, and when it starts, those little weights fly outward and close that switch. So cleaning it's very important.
All that, and I've worked on that dryer for 2 days. I'm sick of working on that dryer. The dang dryer is 20 years old. Time to get a new dryer. I'm done.
That's correct, Dave.
The War Department has spoken. Yes, yes, I didn't realize that. That's old, and that's what I finally did with ours back home. It's one of the few things that I couldn't figure out that just disgusted me because they're not that complicated. Now, nowadays, that might be the exception rather than the rule, but I think you did the right thing. Just go for a new dryer. My gosh, that's a service of a lifetime. Can't gripe about that.
I mean, you know, everything looked real clean around the motor. The motor looked brand new. I mean, it was just nice and shiny, and everything was clean down in there. So I really didn't suspect any, you know, contamination or to the point of where, you know, it wouldn't do what it's supposed to do. When I found out that was the problem, I just stopped right there.
Good job. Most people wouldn't go that far. That dryer is kind of like me. The parts are just getting wore out on it, Dave. It's time to replace it. I hope Bernice doesn't take that into consideration.
All right, well, I'm sitting in the garage, so I'm going to bail out on you again, and I'll jump out of these tennis clothes and get on some blue jeans and go over to my daughter's and get to work.
Sitting here at Blackstock Road getting ready to turn towards the mall. That's good timing. I'd seen on this display screen over here there's a gun show coming up in Spartanburg. I didn't get the date, though. Well, I don't go to those anymore, so. But it is interesting to see all this stuff. 73 is Dave, KB4CBA, N0, TR is clear, QRT.
73's and enjoyed it, Tom. Have a good one. Enjoy this beautiful day. Make him behave, Bernice. N0TR, KB4CBA, clear.